Have you ever found your faith in God waning? Once, way back when, you were on fire for the Lord. But now that fire's dwindled down to a few glowing embers on your best day and a pile of grey ash on your worst. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. A little while back, one of the people who receives these devotions each day asked for help with her waning faith. She wants it to be strong all the time. Could you please teach about that to help me, she asked. So today we're kicking off a bit of a mini-series to help strengthen her faith and yours. God is in the business of growing your faith in Him, absolutely. But in doing that, He needs your cooperation, mine too. Because there are things that you and I do that will cause our faith to dwindle. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. We have all these great people around us as examples. Their lives tell us what faith means. So we too should run the race that's before us and never quit. We should remove from our lives anything that would slow us down and the sin that so often makes us fall. The great faith of those who've gone before us and those who surround us is meant to spur us on in our faith too. Great, that's how it should be. But here's the catch. We should remove from our lives anything that would slow us down and the sin that so often makes us fall. What baggage are you carrying around that's slowing you down? What sin are you hanging on to that's causing you to fall? Getting rid of those things that work against your faith is a powerful first step to growing your faith. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. Sometimes identifying those faith inhibitors ain't easy. What we need is for God to shine His light into those dark places. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.